If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue to look through the readings of this particular week, and we learn of what you are teaching us, of how you are leading us to your glory, and showing us how to live as you call us to live in service to the Lord. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we have an interesting reading, and it's one of those things, let's see if I can remember this, deduction and induction. And deduction is you see a bunch of facts and you come to understand a truth. Induction is something like you understand a truth and then the facts, I forget exactly the difference, but we're going to talk about an understanding of seeing a message that isn't as blatant through today's reading, which I encourage you to check up in your favorite daily missal, including, if you don't have one, bible.usccb.org. And you're going to learn a powerful message of God's speaking to David. See, David is concerned that the Ark of the Covenant is under a tent. But this is the Lord, the mighty God, the great God, and he believes he should build a house for the Lord. But the Lord basically says to him, this is not the time. But what the Lord is trying to communicate, and this is really important, and that is, yes, we want to show the Lord the proper amount of reverence. We want to show the Lord his glory. We want to do all that. But if we don't do it correctly, then the only glory we are showing is our own. And this is what you can kind of understand. Well, this is not kind of. You can understand from this reading where David is saying, you know, here this is the Lord of the universe, and here he is present in the tabernacle, which is fine, in the Ark of the Covenant, but at very least, he should have, we should have him in some kind of a house. And he says, no, no, and this is not the time. That time will come. And always keep that in mind. Whenever we're doing anything for the Lord, we want to make sure we do it for the Lord and not for our own glory. And always be careful of that. This is the principle that God is showing David. Now, here is another interesting thing. That temple that ends up being built, we all see that. This is a fascinating story. This really is something that we have to look at. And I always take it as one of the signs that when God speaks, he's speaking the truth. Let me put it to you in a very different way as well. There are certain prophecies that have come true. There are others that will come true, but they have yet to come true. And it's important to understand that. When we see these prophecies, we know that the prophecies are real. Best example I bring up all the time, because it's always brought up in the Bible, there will come a day where the whole world will worship the God of the Jews in Israel. Bam. Is that happening today? Yes. And we can see that, the big prophecy, and we can expend that, we can expect that to even extend even more so. If you want to read some disturbing materials, well, why, Father, would I want to read disturbing material? Well, there's a reason why. Read the words of Alexander Dugin, who happens to be Vladimir Putin's philosopher. Alexander Dugin believes the current war in the Middle East, first of all, I think he believes this is the final war, but he says this is an eschatological war. This is a war where you will eventually see some of the aspects of the book of Revelation. Whether that's true or not, I have no idea, but it's fascinating that he says that. He also says that anyone who doesn't understand eschatology, which is the study of the end times, will not understand this war. If I were a military leader in the United States military, obviously it would be the Navy, I wouldn't necessarily agree, and I wouldn't support Alexander Dugin, but I would be very aware of those words. Because one of the things he's also saying is the whole focus of the war eventually will be on the Temple Mount. Now, that could also mean that is actually the focus of the Russian support of the enemies of Israel. It could also be that as well. We don't know. But if I was an admiral in the Navy, I would be very wary of what he says. And I'm sure there are a lot of intelligence people who read every one of all his words and all the languages he writes. But here's the thing. That Temple Mount becomes key, and it starts all the way back here, where the Lord says, that time will come when I need a house, I'll have a house. It'll be a big temple. That time will come. But remember this, what is the presence of the Lord? The presence of the Lord is the Ten Commandments on the tablets in the Ark of the Covenant. However, once Jesus dies on the cross, the ultimate sacrifice is made. And so the sacrifices that are made before the Lord that we can see in yesterday's reading, and the sacrifices that are made before the Lord in the temple right up until the fall of the temple in 70 AD, those sacrifices continued until that day, and they stopped. Why? There's only one sacrifice, ultimate, that contains everything, that satisfies everything, and that's the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And so the Romans, unaware of any of this, they take down the temple. And the temple has never been rebuilt. And now you have the Temple Mount, where there is a mosque on top of that same place, that same focus, the same focus we see in today's reading, that same focus that Alexander Dugin has. And you see that same Temple Mount there. And he says eventually that focus will be there. Well, understand what that could mean is eventually that's where Russian funding is going to go, in a focus over there. I don't know. I'm not in the intelligence community in more ways than one, if you know what I mean. I'm focusing on the word intelligence as opposed to military intelligence. So, do you see what I'm saying there? That focus is there. And so if this is what Alexander Dugin is saying, then this is what his goal is over there, okay? But where's the focus? And thousands of years later, where's the same focus? The same focus is on the reading we have today here. And so we can see a lot of the prophecies from the Old Testament right up until this moment are still focused on that particular spot on the earth. You can see how important it is, but what is the Lord saying to David? I'm the Lord. I'm the one who took the Hebrews out of Egypt. I'm the one that rescued them. I'm the one that gave them the promised land. I'm the one XYZ who did all this stuff. Don't worry about what I need, because I'm the Lord. That's his message to David. That's really important. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish and this program, which is part of it, called St. Anthony Overnight here on WEZE. So, as you know, I always suggest to you this time that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Always keep that in mind. And that's our chanted Mass. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about, as the saying goes, test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. But if you're going to church and you're not ready to commit and you go, well, I don't want to feel so self-conscious because I don't put anything in the collection, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, doesn't go for any other church or for any other parish, but it just goes for us here. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish. We're located at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And remember, do not throw the stone. I just always say that. So anyway, so we're talking about, so here we're looking at a reading that goes back millennia, and it's focused on the same spot that Alexander of Dugan says be focused on. Why? Because that Temple Mount is so key to the reality of the God that we worship. Right then and there. That's the connection, in a sense, between God and us. Now, that connection changed when Jesus died on the cross and rose again. And now we understand that powerful reality of the tabernacle we talked about yesterday. But we also understand that that message given to Mary that his name will be God is with us is true because now God is with us. Remember, prior to the resurrection of Jesus and the descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, the whole message that we see in what we call the Old Testament and the Jews call the Hebrew Scriptures, the whole message there only applied to the Jews. That's it. But with the resurrection of Jesus, that message applies to everyone. So that little real estate that David is concerned about that at this point is nothing more than a tent over the ark becomes the key for all of the world because that is the center of that connection between God and us, rooted in a real estate sense, but also that is connected to that reality that God connects himself to that little piece of real estate on his way, in a sense, to becoming the God who is present to all of the world. So we keep all of that in mind. And as you can see, it applies even today. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.